You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. This is On The Money for this Tuesday, the 22nd of September 2020. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Ahead, predictions the budget deficit may hit around $230 billion. Can Australia afford it? I'll speak with Shane Oliver in just a few moments. But first, to the Australian share market, which did close down today. The S&P ASX 200 off by 0.66% or 38.5 points at 5,784. That is the worst level since June 15. Investors worried about a rise in the European COVID concerns that hit travel stocks. Also, talk of lower interest rates here hit the banking sector, and miners fell amid weaker commodity prices overnight. So for more, I spoke earlier with Kyle Rodder from IG Markets. Kyle, the market is at a three-month low. Why? And what's driving stocks lower today?
Well, I mean, we've sort of followed the lead that was handed to us from Wall Street in Europe in particular overnight. And I think really what's happening fundamentally across the globe right now is that market participants are reevaluating really a couple of, you know, core assumptions that may not actually materialize, which is one, big US fiscal stimulus package before the US election, and that the pandemic will slowly get better over time. Some developments over the last couple of days and weeks have sort of pointed to potentially a deterioration in both of those factors, and it's sort of cast into doubt potentially the global economic recovery that's still only tentatively unfolding.
I guess COVID's just one of the factors that may influence the market. What are some other threats? Because we've got the US presidential election also coming up soon, don't we?
Yeah, well, I actually think everything's really centering around US politics at the moment, and the risks that's basically, for starters, we're going to see a change in presidency. I think the market's potentially pricing that in, and that not only that, we'll see the result contested in the courts, which will really drag out the process, if you will, in finding the next US president. So I think you've seen volatility, particularly along the VIX futures curve, really lift, particularly around those dates. In the last couple of weeks. And it does speak of a market that is increasingly nervous about what could be churned out by this election. And then all the things leading up to it too now is obviously issues with the judiciary. And like I said before, with that US fiscal package, which everyone was anticipating, but it hasn't come yet.
The Deputy RBA Governor Guy Debelle spoke today. Anything of note, and what did the market think?
Yeah, well, I think this is really the Deputy Governor basically providing something of an outline of what the RBA will do next to provide a little further stimulus to the Australian economy. I think it's becoming pretty much collective wisdom now that, you know, maybe the recovery needs a little bit more support, not just from the fiscal side, which we'll see obviously next week, but also from monetary policy too. So the Deputy Governor gave us a few little options there in terms of what the RBA might do, but it would seem that they're going to embark on perhaps a slightly expanded version of the yield curve control program, so targeting yields a little further down the curve. So that's really what came out of it today. Didn't shake the market too much, but it was a little bit of an indication the RBA is there to help if need be, and probably in time as well.
Kyle Rodder there from iMarkets. The RBA Deputy Governor also said that federal and state governments could raise funds if needed because current debt levels were manageable. So with the federal budget really around the corner, should we be worried about eye-popping levels of debt? For that and more, I spoke earlier with Shane Oliver, the Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Shane, we heard from the RBA today. What did it say? What's its role now to help the economy out of recession, and what can it really do?
Well, basically, the Reserve Bank said via Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Guy Debelle that the economy is seeing a gradual but uneven recovery. And on its own forecasts, it's going to take a long time before it meets its objectives. So therefore, the Reserve Bank is basically telling us that they are considering other things that they can do to help the economy. Guy Debelle ran through a long list on that front, but the main ones seem to be a further cut in the interest rate, maybe down to 0.1%, and possibly also stepping up the pace of government bond purchases to inject more money into the economy and further lower the cost of borrowing throughout the economy.
Where does it think the responsibilities lie in terms of guiding it out of recession?
I think at the end of the day, the Reserve Bank has said on several occasions over the last few months, the key focus now is on fiscal policy, to get spending going in the economy, that's the only way you can really guarantee it.
So if we are talking about what the government can do, I guess we'll find out more during the federal budget, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. What do you see coming out of it?
I think we're going to see several key things. Firstly, we're going to see the budget deficit for this year, which was projected to be an eye-watering $185 billion. That's now going to blow out to well above $200 billion. I think it's going to be eye-popping, probably about $230 billion on our analysis. Secondly, that is going to be driven by a combination of things. Obviously, the setback in Victoria means less revenue going to Canberra, but more importantly, we're going to see more stimulus. The economy needs more stimulus. It's going to come in the form of a pull forward in the tax cuts that were scheduled for 2022. We're going to see investment incentives via the tax system for businesses to invest. We're going to see perhaps $10 billion extra of infrastructure spending. I think we might even see a replacement of the JobKeeper wage subsidy system with a wage subsidy system that only pays that money if the business actually employs someone. And we might see more stimulus payments to households.
As you mentioned, it's an eye-popping number, $230 billion, a deficit. A, can we afford it? And B, how do we pay it back and how long does it take to pay it back?
Well, that's a good question. I think we can afford it. There's lots of Australians out there who are earning money but not spending all of it at the moment or much of it at the moment. They're saving a lot. So it makes sense for some of that saving in the private sector of the economy to be used by the government to get the economy going again. And I think there's a lot of demand for government bonds out there, whether it's from foreign investors or Australian investors. They're happy to buy up those government bonds. So I think we can do it. And indeed, if we don't do it, we'll end up with a slower recovery and ultimately a weaker economy generally over the next few years will mean an even worse budget deficit. So I think we have to do it. Question is, how do we ever pay it back down? I think the end of World War II provides a good example. At the end of World War II, public debt in Australia probably ended up double around the level that it's going to end up in Australia this time around. So we had a massive amount of public debt at the end of World War II. Interestingly, we never actually paid it down. What we did was we grew the economy more strongly. We got population growth. We had immigrants coming in. We expanded the manufacturing sector. So it was that growth in the economy which reduced the significance of the debt we had at the end of World War II. So by the time you get to the early 70s, that debt was hardly worth anything compared to the much bigger economy. And I think the key going forward is to try and do something like that. I think it's going to be very difficult to pay down this debt. In about 3 years' time, our public debt federally will be over $1 trillion.
So can you put that in context? Because they sound like huge numbers, right? So in an era of high government debt, how does the average person actually feel it?
Yeah, the bottom line here is the average person won't really feel this, except to the extent that the government spending helps the economy. Got to bear in mind that the interest rate on this debt is hardly anything. The government in Australia can borrow for 3 years at just 0.25%. You know, your mortgage might be 3%, 4%. The government's just borrowing for 3 years at 0.25%. They can borrow for 10 years at 0.85%. So it's hardly anything. So there's hardly any impost on the Australian taxpayer. So I think in that environment, it makes sense for the government to borrow that money. The cost of servicing it is very, very low, but it does provide a huge payoff to the economy and getting the economy growing again.
Shane Oliver there, the Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Before I go, if you are a frequent flyer, what are you doing with your points right now, given that we can't really use them to fly? Well, Qantas has told us what it is experiencing. It has 13 million frequent flyers, and it says almost 80% are stockpiling their points to use when international borders actually open up. It adds that one in five are using them on things like wine, shopping and hotels. The thing is, even though we're not flying, a lot of us are earning frequent flyer points. Qantas says two-thirds of all points are earned on the ground. So that's on things like, you know, credit card purchases when you're at a restaurant, if you can go to a restaurant and that sort of a thing. The interesting thing, I guess, will be to see if the points system actually changes when we see this deluge of people applying for frequent flyer flights once we can actually fly internationally. Well, that is on the money from the SBS Newsroom for this Tuesday, the 22nd of September 2020. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter @BusinessRicardo. We'll see you next time.